Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast of the Melton Foundation, where we tackle global challenges to promote sustainability through intercultural collaboration. My name is Trish Maduche, and I am a fellow of the Melton Foundation. Today, I am joined by Aaron, who is my co-speaker for this podcast.
Hi Trish, hi everyone. Thank you so much for inviting me to this podcast. Hi everyone, my name is Arun and I am also a fellow in the Melton Foundation. I'm studying artificial intelligence in Bangalore, India, and I look forward to this podcast. I hope it's very exciting.
Yes, I am honored to have you here, Aaron, and especially that today we are tackling a quite a controversial topic, which is feminism. How do you feel about it? Are you excited?
Actually, I would say a bit nervous, to be honest.
Oh, I completely understand, yes, because of the topic. But now before we go on, I'd like us to begin with the actual definition of feminism. So I'm going to read
Yes.
out the definition according to the Oxford Dictionary, and it says it is the advocacy of equality of the sexes and the establishment of political, social, and economic rights of the female sex, right? So in simpler
Yes.
terms, In simpler terms, we're just saying that feminism is a movement that vouches for equal opportunities for both sexes, right? So, just to give a bit of a history, feminism dates back to even the 19th century, where its major aim was to establish educational and professional opportunities for women equal to those opportunities for men, which I believe to a certain extent has brought about positive change. You actually agree with me here, Aaron, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Yes. So I would like to hear from you though. What do you think about feminism?
Actually, yeah, to like add to your point, it definitely has brought about change. I think there was a need for feminism to come up. Otherwise, women were being oppressed for a very long time.
Yes.
But apart from the actual definition of feminism, I would say that most feminists should actually be called humanists because that was the initial idea, right? Because we are all striving for equality amongst all people, regardless of gender. But alas, in more recent times, there has been a growing movement of militant feminism. This is alternately known as female chauvinism or feminazism, here where women demand more rights than men have, which obviously, no one is a big fan of.
Well, you can say that again, actually. Well, now, Aaron, I have to mention that before this podcast, we both carried out research amongst those in our circles to hear their thoughts on feminism. And I was particularly interested in the male perspective, which is where I heard about what you have just described on the latter part. And nowadays, I've realized that people are abusing the word feminism to demand more, like you've said, to promote misandry and spread hate speech and bitterness towards the men.
Oh, yes, definitely. Actually, I would actually like to back it up with some stats from the male perspective. This survey was conducted in the UK, and there, one out of three men believe that feminism actually does more harm than good. And this mentality actually might be draining, and it affects our ability to process feminism in society.
Yes, that is actually very true. People have manipulated the word feminism to be pro-females, meaning that everything that a female says or does is right. So a friend of mine brought this to my attention the other day, and he said that in the court of public opinion, a woman is always innocent until proven guilty, and vice versa. A man is always guilty until proven innocent, which sadly is true in our society these days. If a girl mentions that they've been assaulted, right, society's first instinct is that the man is guilty. So you've actually reminded me of a video I watched on YouTube the other day. It was a social experiment that was carried out between a man and a woman. So in the first part, it was a man who was harassing the female, and immediately everyone comes to the woman's aid. However, when the roles are switched, this woman slaps the man, she's shouting at him. And guess what? No one comes to the aid of the man.
No
Everyone
one
is
does.
just bypassing him, which is quite sad if you think about it.
Definitely. Actually, like speaking of violence, domestic violence is quite prevalent in my country and it's quite talked about. But like yet it's shown in statistics that 42% of domestic violence victims are men. And yet, like if you consider the country of USA and Canada, both of them put together have only one domestic violence shelter that caters to men. And this happens way more often than you think. And also it's become a taboo for men to even defend themselves, much less hit back, like you mentioned in that social experiment, right? But this is obviously not only restricted to household, but even in academics and professional lives, there are even more.
Very true. You know, when you mentioned academics and professional lives, you just reminded me of my classmate who told me about how he once qualified for an award, but it was given to a female instead. And he told me that this award was to be given to the top two students. And there were six candidates, four males and two females. And these people were given the equal opportunity, which means they were given the same test, the same interview, everything was the same. But he was second, right? The first being a male, and the third was actually a male as well, and then a female was fourth. However, they somehow decided to give it to a male and a female. So the female who had been fourth had to get the award with the male who had been first, which actually enraged me because I think that these people were given the same opportunities, which is what we are vouching for, right? Feminism, we're saying equal opportunities. These people are given equal opportunities. But why does this male have to suffer? Which is actually very sad and wrong, in my
Yes,
opinion.
definitely. When you think about it, he must have been a guy who was in support of feminism. And when this happens to himself, he must be gutted to realize that
Exactly.
he's been a victim of it.
Yes.
And I actually feel that these kind of stories are more prevalent nowadays because of social media. You know,
Yes.
we're witnessing a rise in people coming out and confessing their problems or their stance even. And this has become a both pro and con. So,
Yes.
like recently, I mean, I feel that the world is a big fan of extremism. It's either hardcore feminists on one side who blame everything on men, or it's people like Andrew Tate who have no respect for the other gender or even the planet.
Yes.
So the solution, I feel, is to find middle ground,
Yes.
right? In today's societies, it's unfortunately this cult mentality that gains most attention and can sway people. So our call to action would be to educate people to come to this and settle in this middle ground.
Exactly. I like how you mentioned the word the cult mentality. People believe that, oh, it's either you're pro male or you're pro female, right? Which is not the case. This is not about me being in support of everything that women do or everything that men do. So I was actually talking to my friend, a girl this time, who told me that she agrees with the concept of feminism and its definition, the idea behind all the fundamentals. However, she does not publicly call herself one because of the negative connotation that the word has brought about, which is pro-female, right? And so I think we need to establish platforms that advocate for the truth, right? This friend of mine actually mentioned something that stuck with me. She said, just because you were hurt by a male doesn't give you the opportunity or the chance to go to every social media platform and promote misandry. And likewise, just because you're a male, you don't have to, suppress the women. So I think that we need to vouch for the truth and curb the bias of feminism, which is pro-female. Yes. So coming back to you, Aaron, I would like to ask, what would be your call for action in this whole matter of addressing the bias on feminism?
I completely agree with you, Trish, because like we shouldn't generalize people just because of one person's behavior or one person's attitude, because there are nice
Exactly.
people around everywhere. And I think that's where my call for action is also. I would invite all of you to actually talk to the person closest to you, because you'd never know how they think about the whole thing, right? See how they perceive this idea before telling them your opinion.
Yes.
The topic of feminism is quite sensitive. It's been sensitive for quite a while. And it's perceived differently by different people. And this is not only amongst your friend group, even your family, your grandparents, there is a sort of a generational gap as well. So
Yes.
before we force an ideology on anyone, it's important to know how aware they are about it, right?
Yes.
And apart from this also, this tip actually one of my friends mentioned, our beliefs and ideas stem from a very young age and how we are brought up. So change is the only constant, but it does not happen instantly. Feminism,
yes.
you know, we can't solve equality overnight. So
That's
let us
true.
try to educate kids growing up to respect everyone, you know,
Yes.
irrespective of how they look, who they are, or what color their skin is. Like
Mm-hmm.
you might know the SDG quality education, right? I think it applies
Yes.
to here also.
Mm-hmm.
And this obviously comes with a generational gap also, because our parents don't think the way we think, or
Very
our
true.
kids won't think the way we think, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we must try to patch it together so that there is a streamlined flow of continuity,
Yes.
right? So we, like, parents educate your kids and kids educate your parents about the changing
Thank you.
society. Yeah, it isn't an individual's fight. It's not a solo fight. It's we are all in this together. And the word bias means to be inclusive of just one group. So
Yes.
which will be eradicated by itself if everyone participates. There is no bias anymore,
Yes.
right? So I feel that educate and counsel, that is what will tackle this issue.
Well, I definitely agree with you, Aaron, and I believe that we need more men to speak to men. You know, when I was carrying out this research among my friends and those in my circle, I like that it was a male who gave this point that we need more men to speak about feminism. You know, because if more females just speak about it, it looks like we're still promoting the toxic feminism that the world really is hanging in. However, if we have more males speaking to the men and we have females speaking to the females to address this bias, then I think if people who can relate with each other can talk to each other, we'll be able to find a common ground and ensure that we promote the real meaning of feminism and not just what a lot of people are talking about or voting for nowadays. And so if we
Definitely.
promote the real meaning of feminism, we'll actually be helping those who are still under oppression, because I know that there's a lot of people who can still benefit from feminism, those who are under oppression. So thank you once again, Aaron, for joining me on this podcast. It has been great talking
Oh,
to
it's
you.
my pleasure, Trish. It was fantastic. It was a fantastic podcast.
Yes, and I must add that we, in as much as we just tackled a section of feminism, I think that it is very broad, and we invite everyone to actually look more into it, to read more, to speak to others more, to address this bias and ensure that we promote the sustainable development goal number 5, which is to promote gender equality and women empowerment while we are not oppressing the men. Okay.
Yes. Yes, very true.
I just hope that everyone continues to advocate for the truth and not for how they feel and what they think. So, yes. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much, Trishia. This has been wonderful. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. And thank you to our listeners. And we hope you join us on the next podcast for the Melton Foundation. Goodbye.
Goodbye.